fought on account of Krishna. On his bodily platform, he did not like to fight because he was on the bodily platform. That is not his sarupa, his real identity. But in the transcendental platform, when he adopted himself with the desire of the Supreme Lord, that is called sarupam. So this sarupam means self-realization. This is self-realization.
Translation. The body of such liberated youth is taken charge by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it works until the destined activities along with the senses are finished. Such liberated devotee being awakened to his constitutional position does not accept the byproducts of the material body, as primarily his own, on account of his being situated in samadhi, the highest perfectional stage of yoga practice, and he accepts the bodily activities as if the activities of the body in dream. But it may be questioned, the liberated soul, so long he is in contact with the body, why not accept it that the bodily activities done by the liberated soul affects him, so that he becomes again contaminated by the action and reaction of the material activities. In answer to this, this verse explains that the material body of the liberated soul is taken charge by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The very word, Daivavasana, T-A-I-V-A, Daivavasana, P-A-S-A-G-A-H. Daivavasana means it is not acting by the living force of the living entity, but it is simply acting as a reaction of the past movements. Just like an electric fan, himnabhyan being switched off, it moves for some time. That movement is not due to the electric current, but that is the continuation of the last movement. Similarly, a liberated soul, although appears to be acting just like ordinary man, but such actions are to be accepted as a continuation of the past activities. And in other words, it is explained just like in the dream, we see so many bodies expanded through me. But when I am out, I can understand that those bodies were all false. Similarly, a liberated soul, although he has got the byproducts of the body, namely children, wife, house and everything, but he does not identify himself with those bodily expansions. He thinks that they are all production of this material dream. Actually, they are the production of material dream. Just like this body is made of gross elements of matter, similarly, the subtle body is made of mind, intelligence, ego, and consciousness. So, if the production of the subtle body can be taken as false without identifying oneself with that body. Similarly, an awakened person does not identify with the gross body also. As one has no connection with the activities of the body in dream, similarly, an awakened liberated soul has no connection with the activities of the present body. In other words, being according to his constitutional position, he never comes down to the position of bodily concept of life. Text 39 translation has, on account of too much affection to son and wealth, one accepts a person as his own and money as his own. Similarly, due to affection of this material body, one thinks as his own. But actually, as one can understand that his son and his wealth is different from him. Similarly, one, the liberated soul, can understand that his body is different from him. Status of real knowledge is very nicely explained in this verse. Practically, there are many children, but we accept some children as our sons and daughters on account of affection.